Joined on the line, I have Levi Tierney, our fitness expert and positive mental health advocate. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Ronan. Keeping well, and yourself?
Not too bad. Have you a run in this morning already with that rain, or did you decide to stay undercover?
Would you believe it? I've done a few minutes yoga with my three-year-old in the house this morning, now that you're asking.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. That's the job. Start them young is the key.
Lash and rain outside. We got the mats out this morning, doing a bit of stretching. That's how we started the day today.
Well, at least you can use the mat to be over your head. Anyway, if you do go out running, you can use it as a roof for yourself, so you'll be fine. Now, we have the legs walked up ourselves, and we will continue to do so, because walking is very good for both your physical and mental health. But is there anything that we can add to this to just strengthen our artillery?
Yeah, you know, we went through a lot of different topics over the last few weeks, health, fitness and wellness. So something a little bit different today, it's strength training, okay? And I think for a lot of people out there, they're kind of misinformed or they're not really educated on strength training. So the first thing I wanted to go through was there's lots of different types of strength training. It could be doing body weight exercises. It could be doing some type of home workout. It could be obviously going to a gym. It could be doing some sort of fitness classes. It could be hiring a personal trainer. So there's five or six different options in terms of strength training, and it's looking at what would be the best for you right now, okay?
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of people, something to have a think about, it really kind of depends on how active you are in your life and how important it's going to be to prioritize it, okay? So if somebody is out, I was talking to a friend of mine a few days ago, he's a block layer, right? So he's out, he's laying blocks for hours and hours all day long. He doesn't really need strength training. He's getting it at work every single day. Okay?
Yeah.
But the modern person, most people today, they're on a computer all day, or they're on a phone all day, they're in an office all day. So it's these people that need to prioritize the strength training a little bit more, okay? Because their body is just not getting what it needs. Okay, so I think for a lot of people, they need to look at how active they are in their life, and is it something maybe that they need to bring in?
I suppose, yeah, exactly, because the muscles probably feel quite dormant because we're probably using the same muscles all the time, and the other muscles that aren't being strengthened are kind of wondering what the hell is going on around here. You know, that's more than likely it, isn't it?
That's it, exactly. It's called muscle atrophy, okay? So as we get older, okay, especially when you come into, you know, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s and beyond, if you're not doing any strength training, your bones, your muscles, your joints all start atrophying. So you're losing muscle mass and you're losing bone density. So it's absolutely crucial, even just twice a week, to be doing some type of strength training. It goes a long way for our health and longevity.
I suppose the best thing to say to people straight away is don't go straight for the photocopier to try and lift that, because that could be bring you to an all different place entirely.
Start small and build it up.
Actually, do you know what would be a good idea in the office? Is, you know, the reams of paper that you use for photocopying? Do you know how they come in a pack? That'd be a fairly decent thing to be kind of lifting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, anything at all. Start small, build it up gradually. There could be something at home or at work that you could start with, definitely.
The child is another good one.
Yeah. I've been such a baby here in the house. She's keeping me going on that side too.
So I think the best thing to do this week so is to kind of keep an eye out for certain things that are within your capability of lifting, and to do it, would you say maybe take a minute and a half or so to do it per day, or a little bit more, or twice a day, or what do you think?
So I'll just give you a few ideas. So there's a lot of old school exercise, old school that is unbelievably beneficial. Things like squats and press-ups and lunges and planks and all that kind of stuff. And most people would know what those exercises are, and you don't need any equipment, and it's a great base, it's a great place to start if somebody is new to strength training. Then obviously, if you're going up the levels, then it's going to be more in a gym and a trainer and things like that. But people could start just with simple bodyweight stuff at home or at work, a few minutes every day, and that will go a long way.
I suppose that's a good thing as well, to find a place and work that might not be populated around lunchtime, that people maybe flee out of to grab a sandwich or something like that, and to use that space as your own for maybe the 5 minutes or less even.
Yeah, definitely. And this applies to all exercise. Sometimes people are building it up in their heads that you need to do, or you need to be training for hours and hours every day to get the benefit. But that's, you know, that's not true. So really a little bit of strength training, a little bit of walking, a little bit of exercise can go a long way for improving both our body and our mind.
That's fantastic. Look at Levi, thank you very much indeed for that. Have a great week and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Ronan.